Hey guys, Mubarak here. If you're at all interested in crypto trading, investing, and figuring out what are the best altcoins to invest in now, check out altcoinresearch.com. We just launched our new course that goes through the A to Z, regardless of your background or experience, and I know you guys are going to love it, so go check it out. Hey guys, Mubarak here of Mpenny Stock and Crypto Theory. Hope you're doing well. In today's episode, I'm going to be covering why Ethereum, it's been a long time coming, but how it's going to be the major cryptocurrency, all right? Everyone talks about Bitcoin, and unfortunately, Bitcoin is Windows 95. And finally, you know, I was hoping that people were realizing that, and that's why that initial run was happening for Ethereum. And I'm going to talk about in this episode the three or four main reasons as to why Ethereum is actually going to be the dominant crypto, all right? And you can see even Goldman Sachs has their version of it, just dropped recently. And, you know, once you start actually understanding the blockchain and just get out of the hype of, oh, it's Bitcoin or whatever, you know, once you actually understand what's the difference between blockchain, cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, Ethereum, you understand that Ethereum is actually the true vertical, the true cryptocurrency that has the technology to scale. All right. And that's why it's Ethereum, not Bitcoin, that's going to be the crypto of the future. And again, this isn't investment advice, it's purely educational, but I want to kind of make it clear as to why even companies like Goldman Sachs are able to showcase that Ethereum is the future, all right? The first major point and the most simplest reason as to why this is the case is just because of the ERC-20 technology, all right? So the ERC-20 technology, if you don't know what it is that it's basically you are mainly looking at any altcoin, any wallet, most of what you're looking at and what you're trying to do in cryptocurrency when you're trading or learning or anything. These are coins, all the ICOs, everything of that nature are released on an ERC-20 type of scale, which means it's built on the Ethereum blockchain, not Bitcoin, Ethereum. So if you go to CoinMarketCap or you look at all the thousands of cryptocurrencies that are out there, a majority of them are built off of the foundation of the Ethereum technology. So, and this is not just a few hundred, this is thousands of them. The wallets are built around that. And the technology of Ethereum is just way more scalable, way better, way more able to take on the realistic ability for, you know, if we do start using blockchain technology as a society in different apps, in different softwares, in politics, in voting, in banking, in transactions, then it's going to be done on the Ethereum ERC-20 type of scripting standard and that, right? So that's kind of, you know, at the very least, besides even looking at, you can see the investment strategies here and the discussion that Goldman Sachs has, but the run-up for Ethereum has to do with the fact that the technology and the ability for, what do you call that? For Ethereum to produce and be the superior technology, that's what's going to allow for Ethereum to take over Bitcoin. All right. So I mean, right now the markets are in a free fall. It's not the greatest time to kind of, you know, if you were holding on before, then you're kind of feeling some losses, but in terms of buying in for the long term, now is actually an amazing time. But again, Bitcoin, you have to think about where did Bitcoin even really kind of come about, right? The only reason Bitcoin is so popular is because it's kind of the representative symbolic face of cryptocurrency, all right? So it's almost like when people don't know what they're talking about or when people are just trying to understand blockchain, they'll refer to Bitcoin. And a lot of the times people don't even understand the difference between, you know, what I was mentioning before, cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, blockchain. They're all three very different concepts. It's just that Bitcoin is the representative for that type of.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Cryptocurrency. So instead, what's actually going to happen is that now that people are actually starting to see, now that it's actually around to stay, because in 2018, all of this could have gone away. This could have dropped, right, when the when Bitcoin went from 20-30k down to 8 or 3k or 4k, right, there was a chance that society would have given up on it and it would have fallen. But now that there's been another boom all the way up, not sure if it was justified or not that Bitcoin went all the way up to 60k or so, but regardless, you know, it's here to stay. There's enough money thrown into the entire, you know, there's $1.4 trillion thrown into the entire cryptocurrency market on an international scale, and it's only going to get bigger day by day. So you can see that the dominance that Ethereum has is slowly going up, and it's just because it's a way more efficient technology, right? It took what Bitcoin is outdated. Bitcoin is going to be like the gold, right? So it's going to be the store of value. I feel like it's going to be around just like gold and silver, right? Those are still very popular commodities that people feel comfortable putting their money into. And what is that? At the end of the day, it's just a type of rock, right? At least with, you know, they have some functionality, they have some luxury value, and it's just a denomination upon which real dollars are backed against. And even that was kind of the gold standard went away. But, you know, look into that. That's another episode. That's just some U.S. history, I guess. As to the evolution of why gold and silver are such important commodities in our space. But, you know, Wall Street will always find a way to monetize and commoditize any type of thing. And so Bitcoin is going to serve as that. But in the future, I don't know if it's going to take a few months or a year or two, depending on how quickly people, companies, and countries end up adapting cryptocurrency in this fashion and using it on a more larger scale, right? Because, you know, the everyday person still doesn't know much about cryptocurrency, right? If you're watching this, yeah, you've hopefully been around for it. But most of the people that are also listening to this are first-time listeners, right? And I'm here to help you, and all the staff we have at InPennyStock and Crypto Theory are here to help you get the knowledge you need to be a successful trader. So if you're in the space right now, just know that Ethereum is going to be the long-term winner in this scenario. And again, just a disclaimer, just to be safe, this is not investment advice. It's purely educational. But, you know, the key thing is that Ethereum just has so much more upside. Even right now, it has the ability from a technical analysis standpoint to be a great setup and to definitely keep on your watch list. All right. Ethereum has been the number two technology since the beginning. It saw a little bump and now it's seen a massive bump, right? But the thing is that just like how we saw Bitcoin run from 4K all the way to 60K, Ethereum has the capability once the right investors and the right knowledge is spread about. And what do you think Goldman Sachs is going to do after releasing an article like this and with their investors and their new funds that they're launching? They're going to put all of this into cryptocurrency, and they're going to understand that Ethereum technology is actually the right way to go. So, you know, you heard it here first, or hopefully, you know, you've at least gotten confirmation from here. But I do believe that Ethereum is going to be the next big and the number one cryptocurrency on the market. So let me know what you guys think. If you have anything to the contrary, I'd love to hear about it. Feel free to leave a comment below or shoot me an email over at admin@inpennystock.com. Hope to hear from you guys soon. Take care.